Right. Well, you know what I like on a podcast, and I don't listen to many, but I like when you turn on the podcast and they're just midstream talking, right? It's not like, hello and welcome to the, none of that. Just, we're already in the middle of conversation. So let's.
Ours cuts in like that.
It does? Ours is just middle of conversation.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, like that.
Because you lack the professionalism to memorize a proper intro.
Also, because I started hitting record super early a while back because all the good stuff was happening when we were just sitting here just shooting the shit, you know? So I realized just hit the record button right away because otherwise I've missed, well, not anymore, but I used to miss a lot of good stuff.
That's the evolution of Derek and Clive.
Yes.
All over again.
Who's Derek and Clive?
You know, Derek and Clive.
I thought... Mm. You know what it is to be my age is to think that everything you say, you've said before, and you gaslight yourself into going, shut the fuck up. You've said this before, and you're boring everybody.
I know exactly what you mean. I do that too. And I'll remember, oh, they haven't heard this. But even though I know I've said it, so then I won't put the same emphasis into things. I won't like try as hard to like get the story across in an entertaining way to... And I'm not talking about just like on the like podcast, like just talking to somebody, you know. I'll just like skip a bunch of details, being like, I mean, I've already said this, so they know it, you know? But they've never, they didn't, no, they don't.
Well, I'm pretty sure with me, they have heard it because I have a very limited repertoire.
Yeah, you do that a lot with I think like last week we were doing something in the basement, and you were showing me like how to do something, and then you ended it with, but you already know that, you know. But I didn't. I hadn't known that. So you saved me a lot of time trying to figure this thing out.
Anyway, Derek and Clive, if I haven't said this before, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore used to do this double act, Pete and Dud, and they would just do like on this program. But they were a pair of drunks, and they would come into the studio to record, and the sound engineer, because they were shit-faced, they would just be gooning around like off... And the sound engineer was like, this is gold. This is what they're doing as these drunks. So he started...
They were drunk?
Oh, yeah. Peter Cook and Dudley Moore were like constantly just arsehole the whole time. And he just started... He hit record one day. He's like, this has to be recorded. It's demented genius. And so what was Pete and Dud on BBC TV shows... turn into this Derek and Clive. I'll send you the links to it. It's just off the fucking chain of like two people who are very good, you know, comedic sensibilities, but drunk and just going for it. I don't know. You're either gonna absolutely think it's the greatest thing ever or detest it.
Yeah, I don't care for...
That's a novel hood.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking spaceman over there.
It is a good one.
If you put a sheet of perspex on it, you'd be spaceman.
Well, it's just because I'm freezing my ball sack off in here.
Hey, I ain't got the money to turn the heat on.
Let's put some space heaters in here. Look, no. I'm in the alley.
Fire.
We get a garbage can with a fire in it.
Hazard.
Light all of these curtains on fire. Yeah. And then you'll be very warm.
Yeah. Yeah,
there will be
warm.
Another burned down comedy club.
Yeah, I did just get the gas bill in my email before I walked in here. Very high.
How's it looking? Yeah,
high.
Yeah,
high.
Do you spread it over the 12 months though to take the edge off it?
You can do that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nobody told me about that.
You annualize
did you know that? Yeah.
Been doing it for 17 years.
That's smart.
I've done that option before. You can, yeah, but I just pay it now. I didn't turn my heat on this year until the day after Thanksgiving. I waited almost till December.
Really?
Yeah. And I was pretty surprised I could wait that long. I started thinking maybe you don't even need heat.
Yeah.
You do.
You do. It turns out you do.
Even when you put thermal underwear on, though, it still gets to your hands and feet. And that's the tricky bit.
Electric blankets.
I don't know about you guys, but my old girl likes it cold in the room. And our heads are right by the only window in the room, and she cracks it just a little bit. But Jesus. Fuck if it doesn't feel like I'm sleeping outside.
They say that's
I
good
sleep
for
with
you.
A winter hat on.
It's supposed to be good for you to sleep in
deep sleep.
Yeah, deep sleep. If you're sleeping in cold.
Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, your body shouldn't be cold, but what your respiratory system reacts well to.
So then the homeless, the unhoused, are sleeping very well in the winter outside, you're saying?
That's what they tell me.
That's why they do it.
Yeah.
Every time I walk past one, they say, "All right, Governor, I'm sleeping like a log out here." Look at these abs.
Yeah.
Look at 5 years of eating poorly.
Yeah. Good abs from that. What's with the headset on you? It's very forward on your slap head, and you look like you're disabled.
I'm trying to disguise my slap headedness. See,
it's like comb over.
Just for a minute, you thought, "Wow, Gary's got a full head of hair this week."
Yeah, under there.
He's been going to Brian Urlacher's people.
Speaking of which, a friend of mine. Go ahead.
No. Carry on. No, I got something.
Go ahead.
No, I want to jinx the New England Patriots by starting a conversation about how they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. So they're going to win the Super Bowl this year, right, Christian?
100%. The New England Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl.
This isn't jinxing it at all.
Yeah, you two are ganging up because he's from Buffalo.
Yeah, we've got a big game coming up this Sunday. The Bills versus the Patriots to take number one in the AFC East.
No, Bills aren't. They're two games behind the Patriots. Yeah,
yeah. No, whoever wins between the two of them will be number one.
The Patriots are 11-2. Then Bills are 8-9-4. 9-4. Mm-hmm. So they would be 10-4, and the Patriots would be 11-3. I don't know about your math, but. Yeah. Those don't add up.
I saw it on SportsCenter. Yeah,
no. The fact of the matter is the New England Patriots are a lock for the Super Bowl. You heard it here first.
Why are you doing that?
Because it's true.
Goading you.
Yeah. All right.
You're enjoying that snowball.
Yeah, I am. You know, I've sipped it 15 times and it hasn't gone down an inch. Still the same amount,
but you will be depressed tomorrow, and that's the thing to look forward to, isn't it? As a middle-aged man,
that one snowball is going to trigger my depression.
Yep, did for me last Saturday.
You had a snowball, and then we're depressed.
That's why it's called a snowball.
You
gathers momentum and builds as it goes downhill.
Eesh. I don't need any of that. I get baseline depression anyway.
Well, it's about to get a lot worse.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to turn into clinical.
That hood
depression.
Really is. It's a thing. It's got a peak on it.
Are
you sure it doesn't have a visor?
It does. See?
No. I mean an actual spaceman. Yeah.
It's a very warm coat. And you need it these days out here. Hey, I want to apologize.
Why?
I've been thinking about, not to you.
I just think like about, that.
Well, it was meant for him, not to you.
Not to you.
Him.
What are you about to say about your friend before I come?
Oh,
off?
Never mind. The moment's gone. You stole it from me.
I did.
No, him. I'm looking at you.
Then why are you looking at me?
Well, I'm just looking at you.
You say you want to apologize. You're looking at me. I say for what? You say not to you. You say your friend. I say who, me? You say not to you.
Yeah, it's
look
very
at
confusing.
Mark if you're talking to Mark.
Yeah.
I don't make eye contact that often.
No.
I want to apologize for you for looking at me while you're trying to talk to Mark.
How many minutes are we at?
Yeah, we're not achieving the short show that you'd hoped.
We were aiming for a tight 35.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
It's not possible.
That right out the non-existent window.
Not possible. No, but I do want to apologize because I went home last week after the show and I said, hey, you know, what you told me about Mark having GERD, told him about it and you know he was very taken aback by it. I had no idea that he had GERD and, you know, I alarmed him at, you know, talking about esophageal cancer and whatnot. And then she listened to a couple episodes last week. She was a little behind. And then she said, you know what? I don't think he does have GERD, actually. So you don't have GERD. You just have dry mouth.
Yeah.
And I said, you said that. You said that you go long periods without talking and it dries out in there. Yeah. So.
I'm glad you said it was GERD. I've been I went home and looked
you
up.
You did?
GERP.
GERP?
Yeah, I was getting nowhere.
Where did that turn up? GERP.
There's no such thing as GERP, though.
That Robin Williams film, The World According
to
GERP.
All right. Well, you just got a clean bill of health from Dr. Bill O.D. and his meddling wife. She just needs to stay out of stuff, you know?
I think I might have a hemorrhoid, though, this week.
You want me to take a look?
No, I just had an itchy arsehole.
Itchy arse? Yeah. Diet related? What do you think? Stress?
Stress.
You're stressed out. Holidays are coming up. Are you stressed about Christmas and shopping? Do you celebrate Christmas in Great Britain?
Yeah.
You do? They have that over there?
Yeah. There's, you have to be visited by three ghosts on on Christmas Eve. We all are visited by three ghosts.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm familiar with that story. Yeah. I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah, it's an English tradition. So.
What about Santa Claus? They got him over there, Santa Claus. Is he a thing there? Is that an American creation?
Santa Claus? No, it's a whole myth behind him. You know, he's an amalgam, isn't he, of different things.
Yeah, he's a different character in different worlds.
Isn't
he
like of Danish origin?
Well, in different countries.
Like
there's a whole bunch of different versions of Santa Claus in different countries.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Ours comes from capitalism and people selling things, you know, when they needed somebody that looked like Santa Claus looks, but he's spooky in some other cultures too.
Yeah. Mm. Do you remember, have you heard about the racist Dutch one?
No.
The black character, they're trying to wipe it from the history books.
Oh,
now.
He's like a Sambo type of Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Blackface?
Well, no, he's not the Santa, but there's a character. There's like, so you know there's the Krampus thing, which is the... So
I don't get that, but I don't know, whatever. Krampus.
I remembered about a good Welsh... There's a Welsh tradition where you you put a horse's skull on top of a pole, right? Then you drape a white sheet. So you're underneath the white sheet. You're holding this pole, right? You can look it up. It's called Lewid, something Lewid. And you go house to house with this thing and you're under the sheet and you challenge the household to let you in with a song. And they have to respond with a song to push you away. You
keep you're coming in the house?
Yeah.
And then doing what?
Then they have to feed you and give you drinks and stuff. Marry Lewid. Look it up.
Cripes.
That's the best one.
Sounds like Guy Fawkes all over again.
Yeah.
Remember Guy Fawkes?
But yeah, this horse's skull, you're meant to keep it buried all year and then dig it up every year.
What country does this come from?
Wales.
Wales. Mm. Well, you heard it here.
Home of Tom Jones.
I didn't know that. He's got a tremendous hog on him. Tom Jones. Did we hear somebody talk about his hog?
Yeah, we did a whole... Dana Carvey was talking about it, right?
Tom Jones' hog.
It did its own show.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's become part of my my intelligence.
Come on, let's get down to it.
Okay.
So hang on. We've covered your hood.
Yeah.
Gerd. Jones' hog.
Gerp.
Girth.
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 Tom Jones' girth.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's just jump right into it then. Who are we talking about today?
We're talking about Joan Rivers.
Well, I'm sure we'll have some sidebars along the way. We don't have to go through the itinerary.
Oh, okay. Let's knock this out in 35.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, let's give
do
people
it.
A treat. Let's give my wife and,
a break.
And the three others listening a break here. We'll go right into it. They are listening, though. I don't know what you're seeing in the analytics, but the people are listening. So you really got to bring your A game, right? Joan Rivers,
That's 1984, in an audience with Joan Rivers. Which Mark started to explain last time. I didn't realize was an ongoing series of shows that celebrities would ask the whoever was featured that week or that time some questions. You know, how long, Mark? Can you tell us how long did that go on for?
Off and on, it's been going a while because I started to research it. I was like, I used to be a big fan of these things because it seemed like genuinely improvised comedy, and you know, I was a nerd. And so the one I remembered most was the Billy Connolly one.
I hate Billy Connolly.
You can't say that; that's racist. And
what?
The Joan Rivers, because I was a huge Joan Rivers fan, and then there's a guy, Kenneth Williams, who you wouldn't know. He was very sort of witty, gay guy. And then there's a whole bunch of them, and then they've revived them recently. And this is one, an audience with Kylie Minogue.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't do an act like this,
does she? No. So she's like
singing.
Oh,
yeah, and she'll talk?
Yeah, singing and then talking.
Does she have anything good to say?
I didn't really watch it, because I'm like, well, you know.
Unless she's singing the answers.
Yeah, you can go and look it up. And then here's a funny thing. And then there was a 2006 audience with Joan Rivers, which I believe mm-hmm. you alluded to. You're gonna yep. watch. I zoned into that for 2 minutes mm-hmm. just to see whatever she told. A joke that she told in the 1983 one uh-huh. in the 2006.
And it was in the first 2 minutes.
She had to be
it?
Aware of it,
it
right?
Was the Jew, it was a Jewish birth. Because when you're Jewish, they knock you out.
They knock you over the head. And then they wake you up.
Wake you up when the hairstylist arrives.
Yeah.
She fucking does the same gag in...
You think she did it on purpose just as a callback to the original?
I bloody hope not, because I don't want my... The last thing I need at this stage of my life is my faith in Joan Rivers shaken.
Because you love Joan Rivers.
Yes.
Because she's such a big hit over in England. You as a boy... Okay, so you're a young boy. In 1984, how old are you when this comes on the telly?
I was 15 when 15. This was...
15. Okay, all right, here we go. This is what I want to get into. You're 15, 1984. You put on the telly, you and your old boy, to sit down for an evening or audience with Joan Rivers. She comes out on the stage in this, what looks like the Lawrence Welk show, but yeah. with the whatever. But and she's scantily clad.
No, she's this a full dress. Clad. She had a full dress.
She had a plunging.
She had a plunging neckline. Yeah.
Plunging neckline.
Yeah, but it's not like she had her cleavage. Like
yes, she
up.
Did. When she bent over.
When she bent over, sure.
You could see yeah. whatever.
But she was definitely cleaving.
But she wasn't, yeah. She what, wasn't.
What I've been thinking about since I saw this is, would you guys make love to Joan Rivers?
100%.
You would?
No yeah. doubt about it.
You would?
That was always, yeah, that was always the irony of it to me, was that she would make all these, oh, I'm a dog, I'm blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, you're hot.
Smoking
what?
Hot.
Definitely hot for
no, you're being facetious.
I am not at
no
all.
No way.
100%.
I mean, she's 50 in this special. She's 50 in this special.
In 1984, she's 50?
Yeah. I looked it up because I was like, because I've seen a film. You know, she was famous in like the 60s. Mm-hmm. She had a long career. A long career to be envied. And back in the 60s, she was legitimately hot to me.
Really?
No fucking questions about it. And even into the 80s. I mean, until she started in with the ridiculous...
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, she looks like a freak later in life, which is disappointing. But up until maybe late 80s, she's fine.
Yo.
Even the 2006 version.
Mark's out of two.
I'm all about
I'd
it.
I give her one.
Huh?
That's
what?
That's what we say in England.
Say it again? I didn't follow that.
So Mark's out of two, I'd give her one.
Mark's out of two, which is confusing because his name is Mark, but...
I'm not confused by that. Mark's like grades?
No, people in England, if they would like to make love to someone, they'd,
yes,
say, they'd say, I'd give her one, I'd give him one if you're a woman and you'd say it.
Well, what does Mark's out of two mean?
I'd give her one.
Oh, I give her one.
I'd give
like
her
I
one.
Give her the, I give her, give, I give her it one. To her.
Yeah.
See,
or him.
Okay, sure, yeah, sure. I don't want to say I find her repulsive. I don't find her repulsive, but Joan Rivers.
Spit and Image used to portray her as a skeleton with a wig on. When
yeah,
they
yeah.
did. She's too skinny at its points. But.
Too skinny. Man. Okay. Well, that, yeah. Okay. You guys really, the way you lit up when I asked that question, you really have have a boner for Joan Rivers.
I think it's fair enough, yeah.
Gross. She's gross. Mm. I wouldn't make love to Joan Rivers. And in the 60s, the 80s, 90s, never.
Oh, I don't think you have to worry about it.
Yeah.
She's in the ground, yeah?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
When did she pass away?
A few years ago.
A few years, yeah. It was a botched operation.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Plastic surgery? Must have.
That was the thing. Everyone said, oh, it's plastic surgery. She deserved to die. Blah, blah. I think it was just a throat operation, according to Wiki.
Yeah,
right?
She was probably getting her turkey gobble pulled in.
Maybe. Anyway, apparently the anesthesia guy effed it up. And
I didn't know that.
Well, okay. I guess, watching this, all I could think about was my mother, because my mother loved Joan Rivers. Went and saw Joan Rivers. Thought she was so funny.
You know, so I don't know. I don't want to think about my mother when I watch comedy. You know,
why is that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like my mother's comic sensibilities. My father, I liked. He liked Dice. My mother liked Joan Rivers. So I'm more on the Dice side.
Here's the thing. And this has been bugging me for 6 months. So you, I can cut this if you'd rather not answer it. The first time I met you, you signed the open mic sheet as William O'Donnell Jr.
Yeah, that's right. Right? That's right.
And then you stopped. And I said to you, why are you no longer William O'Donnell Jr.? And you turned to me and you said, because William O'Donnell Sr. is an asshole.
Oh, jeez.
So there was a rift.
How do you remember that?
You'd be amazed the bizarre shit that I remember for no reason. Wow. Now, there was a rift at some point.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is...
You didn't ever have a riff with the old boy?
Oh, Christ, yeah. That's why I came to America.
I was about to say, who hasn't? Right
When I came to America, we were at each other's throats. It was like, this is...
He didn't want you over here?
In general. It was that, you know, I'm 25, 26. I'm doing his head in. He's doing my head in. Just not. It's just not a good time.
Yeah, it was probably that, you know.
Yeah.
We were at odds. Yeah, about that's something. Right. I don't remember. But yeah, I am a junior. William Thomas O'Donnell Jr. He's senior. Yeah. I couldn't tell you why I scrapped the junior that day, but I'll still put it out there once in a while. You know, I'm not ashamed of it, you know, being a junior.
Huh. Yeah. It's a weirdly American thing to be.
A junior? They don't got juniors over there?
Really? Really? I never really thought of that.
If English people like make up a joke American name, it'll always be something
junior?
Like,
oh, really?
Hamish. It'll be something ridiculous, you know, like a ridiculously ornate name.
Yeah. With a junior on it.
Hamish Magruder Jr. the Third, or like all this pretentious shit thrown on
that's
the
so
end.
Funny. I'm going through the list in my head of everyone I know, and I can't think of a single person that goes by Junior or the Third or whatever.
Really?
Which kind of makes sense, I guess, if it's a pretentious thing, you know, then it's rich people that are doing it, which, I mean, you've been to America for a while. Most of us aren't rich Junior the Third, you know, like rich person Junior the Third.
I don't know how it came about, though, but it literally, if you take a British humorist, say, make an American name,
right,
they'll throw Junior on the end more or less every time.
Because it's like what they see over there. I mean, it's just like anything else, you know?
You can't
like,
just throw Junior on.
You go with what you've heard a lot about, you know? Juniors and Thirds are more famous and going to have their names around the world than, you know.
But you can't just throw a junior on it. You have to have the same exact name.
What
first,
famous,
middle, and last.
What so. Famous juniors are there?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey. Sammy Davis.
Harry Connick.
Harry Connick Jr.
Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's it. That's
Morton Downey Jr. Remember him? The talk show host.
That's it. All four of them.
Does the band Junior Jr. count?
What, Billy Joel Jr. Jr.? Have you heard them?
Are you serious? No.
No, they're great. They're really? Great. Yeah, they're
Is it a Billy Joel?
No, there's Dale.
Billy Joel Jr. It's Billy
Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
That's what
is also a band.
But there's a Billy Joel Jr.
Is it a cover band?
No. No.
Hmm. You know what, Mark? I just found out there's LCD Clown System, which is exactly what you think it is. It's an LCD sound system cover band, and they all dress as clowns.
And they play the music. That's good. That's pretty good.
I hope to God they come to Chicago. I'll sit in the front row. I'm making signs. I'll dress up as a clown.
Well, you love them. You love the
LCD sound system.
Did you ever go and see like weird band like Quintron and Miss Pussycat, and he made his own instruments? And there was a guy called Captured by Robots in the late 90s.
I don't know him, but I know the guy from France that plays a watermelon that he made into a synthesizer, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
As we're sitting here talking about that,
you know,
really on topic, we really stayed on topic.
Do you know, Christian? Do you know Mark's dad's name? Don't say it. Do you know it?
Have I ever heard Mark? No. I don't think I've ever heard you, Mark. I don't think I've ever heard you say your dad's name.
All right, let's see if we can guess it. What do you think Mark's dad's name is? Clive.
Herschel.
Hmm.
That's the that's the name.
That Rupert.
No.
Wellington.
Just so you know, there's not a big payoff.
No. Gary. That's an American
Gary,
name, right?
Gary.
You don't have, do you have Gary's over there? A Gary? Yeah, yeah, you do? Yeah. There's Gary. Franklin.
No.
I'm trying to think of English names.
English names. Herschel.
You no. already did that. Herschel. Herschel's not.
Herschel's it? American.
It is? Yeah. That's Herschel Walker.
That's the name. If so, you say, make up a stupid American name, they'll go Herschel McTavish Jr.
I've never met a Herschel in my life.
Herschel Walker. All right, what is it?
It's Michael.
Oh.
Mick. Wow. Yeah. But there is a payoff.
That'll be
Clive. He had a weird, he had a weird middle name, Zadok, which is biblical.
Hey.
And my granddad's name was Zadok. Everyone called him Zayd.
And Zayd, Z-A-Y-D.
That's a cool fucking name.
No, Z-A-Z-A-D-E.
Oh.
But his actual name was Zadok.
And never heard of that before.
My dad's middle name was Zadok, so he had to sign his name M-Z Geary. And of course, he said it was hell for him at school and as a kid and everything. So,
why do you have to make that known, his middle name? Why couldn't he just be Michael?
Well, he didn't, but it inevitably they found come out. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So anyway, when I was born, my grandma went to my dad and sort of leaned heavily on him, like, you got to have Zadok.
Yeah. And are you Zadok? You got that?
My dad just turned around and said, I am not having him have it to live through what I lived through, carting that name around.
What did the character Zadok do in the Bible?
I don't know. You're the fucking God botherer.
Yeah, that's Old Testament. I don't know. I'm New Testament. I'm spreading the good news.
You're about as New Testament as the King of England's bollocks,
what
mate.
What does that mean? Appreciate that. What's your middle name?
Wayne. A good serial killer name.
It's an American
John
name.
Wayne Gacy. Funny. Mark Wayne Geary. Ooh. Yeah. Mark Wayne Geary. I never knew that.
What is funny is at one point, Heather, my better half, has two sisters. They all at one point were married or going out with a something Wayne somebody.
Really?
And then we found out Wayne is the most popular name for, literally is the most popular name for serial killers.
What other Wayne is there? There's John Wayne Gacy, and then
there's a few if you look them up.
Wayne, I'm forever gonna refer to you as Mark Wayne Geary.
Yeah, my cousins would taunt me by calling me Wayne or say, hey Wayne.
Wayne, that's like a hillbilly's name.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Even in England, it's like a bit of a twat's name.
All right, what's yours?
Thomas.
Oh, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
There we go. A couple Irish boys.
Fucking Catholics.
Yeah. Get you cornered in here.
Yeah.
Catholic Irish boys. I brought these.
Did you both bring a bomb?
Yeah. A Molotov cocktail. Or pipe bomb. You said you were bringing stuff for the potluck, so I quickly grabbed these Mary Janes. The candy. Have you ever had a Mary Jane? No. What? Have you?
Is it laced?
Oh, yeah. These are old-timey candies. No, it's not laced. It's old-timey molasses and peanut butter candy. Try that on for size. Here. Coming your way.
Is it going to pull my fillings
out? It might. Mary Jane's.
Yeah, I remember these from Halloween.
Hey, I meant to text you on Sunday. I was locked in there watching those Bears-Packers. And I thought Heather must be sitting in the living room on a portable toilet just shitting her brains out watching this game.
I was wondering about Heather, too.
Were
I was
you?
In Buffalo watching the game after the Bills-Bengals game. And I was watching. I was thinking.
Did she have a conniption fit, a coronary heart attack, loose bowels?
There's definitely some. So I just keep my trap shut.
Yeah. And now if they lose mightily, will she abuse you physically, verbally? No. She will take it out on you.
She can shake
on
it
your
out.
Hide.
She can shake it off pretty.
She can. But during the game, she's
a nightmare.
Yeah. She must have been a real nightmare that day, huh? That was. But she must have been elated at the end with the win, with the big win.
Well, even then, she might not celebrate. She might be mad that it
didn't go
It
so
took
smooth.
That long, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't going away.
There was one game where they came back to beat an inferior opponent, and she was still mad. She was like, that shouldn't have been that difficult.
It wasn't the drubbing she had expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Any given Sunday.
All right. How did you like that Mary Jane you just ate?
It's all right. It's like a bit of honey.
It is.
Which
it
I
is.
Had.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
This year.
It's like a bit of honey. It's got peanut butter, though, in it.
Is it? Oh,
yeah, peanut butter and molasses. That's old-timey shit. All right, back to Joan Rivers. Joni Rivers, yeah. Who you both want to make love to. So we can just cut to the review. You're going to give her, you know, 4 stars just because you want to make love. Here's something.
No, I intend to stay clinical.
Okay.
I'm going to do a clinical analysis.
This was...
I don't. I'm just thinking with my libido.
Yeah, you're that's yeah, it. Yeah. Just, I love Joan Rivers. She's so good. This was, you know, I expected her to... I guess I didn't know, even though we kind of talked about it, this was going to be Q&A the whole time, a la Matt Rife.
Very little crowd work. Q, though. Mostly A, mm-hmm. if we're honest.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about whether those questions were...
Plants.
Yeah, they were plants. They had to be. They were too articulate, the questions. And they were so at the ready and so articulate with their question, right? But that also could be just British people sound articulate, you know, even when they're not. Just because of that accent. You see, what you don't understand is we Americans think you're so smart because of the sound of that accent. But truth be told, the reality is probably you're not all very smart. Right.
No, wherever you go in the world, it's all the same.
It is, right. I remember one guy in England one time saying to me, oh, you think you're just going to get away with anything walking in here talking like that? And I was like, I'm just here for a sandwich.
Yeah. What?
Huh? But what was distracting for me was all the questions were coming from these, you know, 1970s, 80s C-list celebs. And I'm like,
well,
and I'd be racking my brains like, okay, I know who that is.
Well, there wasn't one that
not
I knew.
A
when
single
they,
one.
When they, an evening with the audience with Joan Rivers and fucking all these people that they introduced, I didn't know one of them.
I thought it was a bit at first. I thought they just like, you know, pick people out of the audience and they're like, wouldn't it be funny if we just said their names because we can see them on the ticket?
And I wasn't.
They were all people like Bruce Forsyth and Jimmy Tarbuck were comedians.
Fuck
and the hot blonde woman, Lindsay DePaul, the singer, and all. Like, there was a couple in there. I'm like, I vaguely know this person.
How about that one? I don't know if that was a man or a woman or a trans.
Marilyn, the pop star.
Yeah, who the fuck is that?
Marilyn just rode into town on the back of Boy George. Like, once
so it was a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Boy George trans? No.
I don't know.
We shouldn't get into
this. I mean,
this.
I remember. Yeah, this is a... let's open this hornet's
yeah,
nest.
Yeah, let's show how ignorant we are.
I don't know what Boy George technically is. They should have done an audience with Boy George. He'd have fucking lit it up at that point. Marilyn was kind of... Like, once... I mean, I remember the first time... Culture Club were on Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
It just bullet, like, that was
huge.
Like a,
1984, I think it was right at this time, actually.
Just, it exploded. Everyone after that was like, what did you see Top of the Pops? Was that a boy? Was that a girl? What, like, you know, and obviously the tabloids loved the shit out of it. And Marilyn was another pop star just kind of coming in on the coattails of the whole Culture Club thing.
Okay.
So right. I think for some reason... Joan Rivers kept going to Marilyn, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. So I knew none of these people.
Yeah.
But you're saying they're C-listers.
Well, the one I didn't know was the one she really picked on with the ring. I don't know who the fuck that was.
Was she a celebrity?
No, I think
having
her
the
boyfriend.
Small ring?
I think a boyfriend with might somebody. Have been like someone, but she was not. And then she kind of was a bit merciless with her, but I don't know. She seemed to go along with it. Did you notice every now and again they cut to a reaction shot in the crowd and it wasn't like it was someone
right, yeah. Fuck. A scowl on their face.
Well, yeah, I did write that down.
Not having a good time.
I did notice that.
Yeah.
And there was one guy in particular that they kept going back to and he was stone-faced every time. You know that guy where he had the big like gray pompadour and the boxy glasses?
Yeah, it was...
He hated it.
Yeah.
You did not find it. And you would think, why would they show that?
Right.
Right. Why would they keep showing people miserable?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, I guess in a way, like, they call it an audience with Joan Rivers and it's Q&A, but she's just doing her act.
Yeah.
She's just, it doesn't matter what the question is, she's going to plunge into
her
act.
Into,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. She would get on the topic initially and then...
Yeah. It's exhausting, right?
It is exhausting.
I loved it.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I liked it. She would, she'd field the credit or the question, and then she would... She'd go off onto like 16 one-liners that kind of had something to do with it. And that's what I was there for. I wanted to hear her just rattle off. I wanted to see her be Joan Rivers, and that's exactly what she did.
Oh, you got
it.
Yeah. You got Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you say this was her peak? Is this peak Joan Rivers, or was it a couple years later? She'd already been hosting Carson as a guest host, right? So probably a couple years later, she was peak Rivers, 88 maybe, 87.
That's what the thing I'm struggling with is the context of this, specific to Britain at least, because she was known by this point. Obviously she had a 25-year career, I think, by this time almost. But I think this was the thing that exploded her in England. She was like just a, you know, oh, this is someone you might see on something. And then this blew her off the charts, and then she ended up doing a chat show in England maybe a couple of years later. Because didn't she piss Carson off? She was like, Carson was in love with her, and then she pissed him off because she did a chat show that was going to be his opposition, and he said never again.
Yeah, there was something like that. Yeah, I also thought it came to, well, maybe she was out of favor at that point, but when he descended the throne, the late night throne, I think she expected to be heir to it, and
really
wasn't in consideration or something like that. I may be off on that, because I think she had Warner welcome out with him somehow.
That's
right. She was taking, Fox was doing, wanted to do a late night show, I think, and they tapped her for it. But I don't think it ever happened. Never got off the ground, but she had signed on to it or something. I don't know, whatever.
I think it was brief, and that's what actually led, I was leading on Wiki, led to her husband's suicide.
Really? Edgar?
Yeah, because he...
He's an Englishman. That's who she's referencing in this?
Yeah.
Edgar?
Because he was going to be... He was a TV producer, and she wanted him to be the producer, and Fox said, no way, he's off. And then he...
Jesus cripes.
Yeah.
Wait, and that's why?
Yeah. Allegedly, I don't know.
Jesus.
That's dark.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
I can't remember what I was going to say about Joan Rivers.
I was hoping you were going to do that for like a minute and a half.
Joan Rivers, I think, has GERD. Yeah. She had a couple. She got the GERD.
So if anyone does that, you think they have GERD?
Mm-hmm. I live with it. I live with the GERD. All right, I'm gonna. Before I say this, what I find most fascinating about Joan Rivers doesn't come out in this special is her. What a joke writer, right? She's arguably the greatest joke writer of all time. She puts it all on display here in terms of being given a topic. It's almost like improv. Give you a topic and boom, 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 boom. She got, like Christian said, five jokes
locked and loaded, ready to go.
Boom, 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 and she can pull them. Whether these questions are staged or not, I don't know, but she may have had them at the ready and knew what the questions were going to be about. But what I had learned about Joan Rivers at some point was that she had this card catalog. You know, the library, like the old-timey libraries would have the card catalog. Yeah. You pull out and it had all
decimal
those index.
System.
Yeah, yeah, all the index cards with it. She had one of those giant things.
Mm-hmm.
And in it were just index cards of jokes, and she had a joke about every fucking thing in the world. She just boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there was ever anything, any appearance or any topic or anything in the news, she'd just go right into the card catalog, pull out the jokes about those things in that area. And boom,
was that in the, did you watch the documentary they did on her shortly before her death?
No, I don't know. Maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe that's where I got it. Did you hear that too? Yeah.
I remember watching the documentary, so it's vaguely familiar. The thing I mainly took from the documentary was she was obsessed with staying on top, and I felt that was a little sad. Like, in one point in the documentary, she's complaining that Kathy Griffin is getting all her work now.
Really?
You know, because the people are like, well, we want her. She's just you sort of thing. And I was thinking, God, that's, you know, time to rest, lady. You know what I mean? Like...
And I think that's, for me, why I don't really like her comedy. I respect it and appreciate it on a certain level. But, I mean, just like relentless joke writing and joke, you know, machine gun firing. I don't even have a time to laugh. It's like none of it's natural. It's just, you know, and it's hard for me to digest, ingest. You know, I don't know, before, yeah, so. Giving birth, breastfeeding, engagement, gays, facts of life, New York versus London, pantyhose, fat, trip, Englishman, bad in bed, hot flashes, saggy boobs, age, embarrassment, drugs, Joan Collins, Robert Redford, women president, gynecology, right? Like
it's very Catskills.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a good bit at the end. I like the question about she said there's two things that I really cherished. One was Lenny Bruce coming in and telling
her. Yeah, that was cool,
That was really cool. I forgot about that. And then the Johnny Carson saying, you're going to be a star. That was really cool.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like was she was talking about, man, you know, I realize how lucky I am now, and every time I get in a cab, you know, every time I get in and she goes, but
not a cab, a limo.
A limo. And she goes, you know, and I've had it because, but for 7 years it was wrong. And I'm like, 7 years?
That's it?
25 well, years, lady. Deal with that.
Oh, you're talking about your career?
Yeah.
come on. No, but that's interesting. That 7 year, that's often been talked about, or maybe I think Seinfeld used to espouse that. Like, it takes 7 years to become successful at this.
What are you talking about? 10,000 hours or whatever it is, right?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that comedians need to put in 7 years before they can expect any kind of, you know, return on that success. And then there she says it too, 7 years. Yeah. I gave it 3 and then I threw in the towel. You know, that was it. It was enough for me. Did you hear at the end when she says something about getting 25,000 pounds?
For this special.
Yeah. Do you think that she did? Does that seem
maybe
right?
I don't know.
In 1984, that's a nice, tidy sum.
That's not too bad.
Right?
Yeah. It's a few tea and crumpets.
But I feel like she could, again, this she could do a third of the jokes, and it would be more funny to me. Like, but let the room breathe, for Christ's sake. Hmm. It's like Robin, and that's why I don't like Robin Williams. Manic comedians like that. I can't, it's too much. Just fucking settle down, right? Let's enjoy this together.
It's kind of funny because I don't like Robin Williams either, and it's for the same reason. I don't like that he just like keeps going.
But you like her.
But I like her because her jokes are funny. You know, like,
they are
and
funny.
the thing is that she can rattle off 6 in a row, and I might laugh at the first one, miss the second one, but it doesn't matter. There's going to be a third one that's going to make me laugh, and then I'll laugh at the 6th one again. Even if you missed one, she's already on to the next one.
Yeah, yeah. Who else was like that?
Do you think that betrays a personality of wanting to be liked too much?
That I think that portrays, not betrays. Right? Is that what you're saying? Like that shows that she's just desperate to be liked. Yeah. Well, to your other point, right? That she wanted to be on top and be super successful.
She outright came and said that, right? And that's the other thing too. I think I really respect about it is her honesty. She really is just like, this is who I am. I get plastic surgery.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you a bunch of jokes. This is what's wrong with me, and I'm going to stand up here and talk about it. And there's no false portrayal of who she is.
Yeah,
she's very much.
I
just
do like that.
This is me. If you don't like it, I mean, don't watch the show.
Yeah, yeah, I do appreciate that too. I think a lot of it's false self-deprecation. I don't think she really thinks that lowly of herself, but maybe, you know.
Yeah, maybe she does. I don't know. But who's to say? But I appreciate that aspect of her performance.
Yeah.
Did you know she was a Second City alum?
No, I heard her say that.
Mm-hmm. I looked it up. Yeah.
Yeah, here in Chicago. Huh.
She must have been one of the first big female stars of Second City, yeah. I would have thought. But
yeah. I never remember seeing her on the wall over there.
Yeah, they never... She's not like pushed. You know how Second City pushes alumni?
Yeah.
She never gets pushed as that.
I've got a big like Second City coffee table book that somebody gave me as a gift once, and there is like
there's stuff in there front, about
there's
her.
Like a, yeah, there's a blurb, there's a page, you know. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. So she lived here, and where is she from? Is she talking about
that? Oh, did she mention that? I don't know. Man.
And I like maybe the documentary goes into all the you know her childhood and what you know what produced this kind of person and talent. It's interesting. How was she regarded, do you know, by other comedians, both female and well, she like an inspiration of female comedians? And
according to Wiki, her what do you call it, where they bury you, funeral thing was, you know, Howard Stern, and it was like the royalty of comedy.
Yeah, Stern loved her, right?
Yeah, and said, you know, she was the best.
Yeah.
So I don't think she has... She did have some controversy, you know, over the near the knuckle comments that she'd made.
What's that?
Just some, you know, really scathing stuff in the 80s.
Near the knuckle.
That's near the knuckle.
I'm not familiar with that expression, but I did think it was, I don't know if funny is the right word, but she did a joke about Stevie Wonder, a couple little jokes about Stevie Wonder, and they pan to the crowd, and there's the only black guy in the crowd. They pan to him then.
Kenny
you
Lynch.
Didn't catch that?
I didn't see that.
Kenny Lynch, that's who it was.
That was Kenny Lynch?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. You know them all, huh?
Yeah.
All these B-listers. What was your favorite joke? So many. She must have told 1,000 jokes. Which one did you like the best?
I did put a couple of good ones. No, you know what? I didn't. They're coming too thick and fast.
That's exactly. I couldn't be able to pick one.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I don't remember.
You need to take better notes.
I don't take notes anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Maybe I'll do that. I'll just watch them and just show up here.
Yeah, I started to, and then it was just a waste of time.
Yeah. Keeps me on point, though. Keeps me from drifting away, you know? I like this one. I'm so bad in bed. I was raped and he fell asleep or something like that. It's like a rapist fell asleep. Someone was raping her. And he fell asleep while raping her. That's pretty good.
There's a lot of rape jokes in there.
A lot of rape.
There are a lot of rape jokes.
Yeah. A lot of Helen Keller jokes. A lot of it would seem like fodder for the old Truly Tasteless Jokes book. A lot of her jokes. Like, seem like, not to come out of there. Like she took them from there. But like when, they're those kind of jokes.
When was Helen Keller? When was that? When did that all go
down? She's blind, that's all I know.
Was that shortly before this?
I don't know.
Like, was it still like fresh, you know, so it was topical at the time?
Yeah, I never understood why people would take so many shots at Helen Keller. Like the, you know.
It's low-hanging fruit. It's easy.
Blind woman? What's with
how many people are deaf blind?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Why would we make fun of them? Right? I can take a shot at Helen Keller. Was she like, popular or like known for something else other than being deaf, dumb, and blind?
Well, just being inspirational, I guess.
Yeah, because
did she do something? Was she like a congresswoman or something? What's her deal?
Well,
Helen Keller, besides being blind.
She came out of she's able to like teach herself to read Braille and write. And
I'm not familiar with this story.
Jesus.
Yeah, she built herself up out of nothing.
Yep.
Which is an inspiring story for people. Maybe. Yep. Maybe for yourself someday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you think Joan Rivers looks like? When she first came out, I was like, oh my God, it looks just like...
Silverman.
Yes. Yeah. Sarah Silverman looks just fucking like Sarah Silverman.
Who played her in a tribute in SNL.
Oh, really?
She did?
Yeah.
God, they look alike. Yeah. They favor each other.
So there's an inconsistency in your worldview there.
Why?
Well, I seem to remember you, maybe it was off mic, saying that Sarah Silverman was hot.
I never said that. First of all, you're just trying to get me in trouble with my wife, all right? I already got a text today because she was listening to whatever that one was when I talked about being in the Ozarks, lurking at those dirty magazines. She's like, you pig. You know, I didn't even know what she was talking about. So I never said Sarah Silverman's hot. I don't think she's attractive at all.
I just remember you
saying
that.
A lot of people do, but I don't.
Maybe I'll go back to the MP3 and snip a little. All right.
With the mini discs?
Note to self, Mark, go back to the Silverman episode and pull the clip that makes Bill look like a complete hypocrite.
Go ahead. I never said that. I wouldn't say it because I don't feel that way. I don't think that way.
Maybe in the heat of the moment.
Yeah,
have you taken that boner pill yet? I think that's got to be an episode.
I got rid of it.
What do you mean you got rid of it?
Sold
I pawned it.
It
off on somebody. I kept trying to give it to somebody. And I think he just finally just took it and walked away. He was like, I don't want that. Yeah, gave it to a mate. You know, who's out on the market. Billy Van. I gave it to Billy Van. He's out there listening, I'm sure. Phone in and tell us how it went. That fisherman's friend. All right. Well, let's cut to the chase here. 50 minutes. Let's
God
wrap it up.
Damn it.
I know how you two, you know, salivating over Joan Rivers feel about this. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this in a Joan Rivers voice, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait. No, hang on. No, you do yours.
No. I want to hear Joan Rivers' voice. No, come
Joan Rivers was great in Spaceballs.
Let's do
remember
it.
She was in Spaceballs? Is Dot Matrix?
Oh, yeah.
She's great in that. Oh, before we do, how about the mic? Have you ever seen a microphone look like that?
Oh, yeah.
That was the craziest mic ever. It was like from the future.
No, that was a very 70s, like late 70s, early 80s mic.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. Very sleek. You got to get a mic like that for sure.
I was going to say, can we say this is a
can we
special?
Talk? Can we talk? She's got
can we call this special?
Can we call it special?
Can we call it special? It's special.
All right, he thinks it's special. How about you, young man?
No, this is the hardest I laughed at any of the specials we've done so far. 100%. Out loud laughing, which takes a lot. Out loud laughing the whole time. She's right up my alley. Her form of humor, I think it's from, I'm surprised that, Bill, I'm surprised you're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
You know, that quick just, and then it just like a couple digs at somebody and then moving on. I couldn't have enjoyed it more.
Mm.
I give it all the specials it deserves.
Yeah,
all
right. So, I give it 2 out of 4 Edgars, her husband. Rest in peace. I don't know what I mean. I don't like it. It's not my type. It's not my cup of tea.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I don't like
That's the whole point of this show.
But I'm trying to be more open-minded because I was reading, I was on the internet and reading about our show, people in a chat room talking about our show, and they said that Bill only doesn't, spoiler alert for this show. There's a chat room. Spoiler alert. Bill doesn't like any of the comedians unless they're black.
That's
not true. I wrote back in the chat.
I would say
not true. I also like homosexual comedians as well.
I would say Bill only likes male comedians.
Yeah.
He's definitely a misogynist.
Well, then you'll have to tune into next week's episode, our best of 2024 special, where we rate the best comedians we watched over the past year, and we'll see who's in there.
All right.
Maybe some men, maybe some women, maybe some Latinas, Latinos, Latinx. You're familiar with Latinx or Chinese?
I thought it was
pronounced. We've got any Chinese? What?
I thought it was pronounced Latinx.
Latinx? Nope, I don't think so. Latinx. So tune into that show. It's going to be a hot one. Can't wait to hear who your favorite comedians were.
Oh, me too.
Of 2024.